Weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network and another chance to catch up with TerraPower. And CEO Chris Levesque is on the air today to give us an update on how things are going with the Natrium nuclear facility being built right now in Kemmer. Good morning, Mr. Levesque. How are you today?
Hey, Duke. Chris Levesque here. Please call me Chris. Doing well. And thanks for the opportunity to update folks in Wyoming on our progress.
Absolutely. No, we are pleased to have you on. And so I think the first question out of the gate about a month and a half ago, Chris, it was announced a memorandum of understanding to accelerate joint efforts to create HALEU, which has been something of discussion for a while. And you're teaming up with Centrus Energy Corporation on this. Take us back to the beginning of this, Chris, and tell us again what the HALEU is and why there's been concern about having this ready for Kemmer.
Yeah, sure, Duke. So HALEU stands for High Assay Low Enriched Uranium. You know, today there's 100 reactors in the U.S., about 100, a little under 100. They run on something called low-enriched uranium. You know, uranium just like you have that's mined in Wyoming. And it needs to be enriched. And there's not that many enrichers around the world. In fact, the U.S. was becoming overly reliant on Russian enrichment, unfortunately. And over the last couple of years, since the Russian attack on Ukraine, has been caught up in, you know, in kind of a shortage over that. So, you know, today's reactors run on the low enriched material, which is enriched up to 5%. So they've had kind of a supply chain issue out of that. And then, unfortunately, for the advanced reactors like Natrium, and there's multiple, you know, reactors that are coming down the line that use a higher enrichment, which goes up to 20%. Turns out only Russia was the only place to get this stuff. So, you know, that's a situation we have to really remember when we think about energy security in the U.S. is, you know, not becoming dependent on a foreign source like that. It's, you know, it's really similar to how the Russian, you know, natural gas supply became, you know, this go-to thing in Europe, and Europe got so dependent on Russian gas. In a way, we've become dependent on Russian enrichment, which is too bad, and we have to learn from as an industry. And also, you know, the U.S. government is paying a lot of attention to this because 20% of our electricity in the U.S. comes from nuclear. And sadly, there's still some continued purchases, not by us, but there's some continued purchases of Russian enrichment to fuel American reactors. So TerraPower, from the beginning, had always planned to create U.S. capability. And in fact, when we won the big government grant called the Advanced Reactor Demonstration Program, we teamed up with this company called Centrus, an American company. You know, they're the same ones who, you know, enrich the submarine fuel that we have today. They do government work. And Centrus wants to get into providing enrichment for, you know, non-military applications as well. So they're a very, you know, red, white, and blue supplier. That's who we, you know, we started working with from the beginning. But the idea was Centrus wouldn't be ready for the first reactor, for the first fuel supply for the Wyoming reactor. So the thought was, and this was before the Russian attack on Ukraine, we were going to buy the first core of enrichment from this Russian supplier. And then we thought, working with Centrus, there's another enricher out there called Urenco. You know, we see both of them as long-term suppliers outside Russia. But for that first core, that first fuel load to, you know, that we're going to do in Kemmerer, we were going to use a Russian fuel supply. And then maybe by the second core in 2032, we'd have the American supply going. Well, when Russia attacked Ukraine in February of last year, we decided, like, within days that we weren't going to use Russian fuel. You know, it's something we talked about with, Senator Barrasso and others. And we decided as a company that, you know, we just couldn't live with buying Russian fuel from a business standpoint, from a moral standpoint. And that created a pickle for us, which was, okay, where does the first core come from? It does, you know, that decision, which we still stand by, did introduce a schedule delay. It meant Natrium in Kemera won't make electricity until 2030. The previous schedule was 2028. But, you know, we stood by that decision. And now what you see with this announcement with Centrus is, you know, we've been able to come to an agreement with them with, you know, with more dedication of private investment. They are now committing that they can support our 2030 schedule. So the first core load of fuel at our Kemmerer, Wyoming Natrium plant will be with American enrichment.
Excellent. Chris Levesque, CEO of TerraPower, on the phone with us this morning. And that was a great description, Chris, because it's not only big for Kemmerer and the Natrium plant being built here, but it sounds like in the long-term goals of energy production to have this HALEU produced domestically. I mean, it sounds like this really sets things up for the long term, correct?
It does, totally. And, you know, we designed a great reactor. It's a, you know, advanced nuclear technology, but we need a competitive fuel supply, you know, and so that means we're going to need multiple enrichers. So, you know, I'm pretty confident companies like Urenco, which is another non-Russian company, they're European owned. I'm pretty sure they're going to come online soon with the HALEU capability, but looks like Centrus will be first. And that's who's going to be supplying our enrichment for the Kemmerer, Wyoming plant.
Excellent. Chris, give us an update on how things are progressing otherwise with the Kemmerer nuclear facility and where things currently stand in the construction phase.
Sure. Yeah. You know, one of the reasons I appreciate these calls so much, Duke, is, you know, we know there's not a lot happening on site yet. That'll be coming. You know, in nuclear, before you're allowed to do construction, you have to be done with the, you know, all the engineering and design and the safety analysis. You need permission from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. So this is a giant project already, even if you don't see too much happening on site. So that engineering effort is going strong, has been for 2 years now with about 900 design engineers. And we got a big milestone coming, which is the submittal of our construction license application to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Okay, so, you know, nuclear energy is regulated at a federal level by the NRC in Washington. And we're working in earnest now, you know, doing the detailed design of the plant, but part of the design is also to submit that construction license to the NRC, which is scheduled for the first quarter of next year. Another activity, which is kind of beyond the design work, is we're starting procurement of some of the equipment. You know, the nuclear equipment in the plant is what they call long lead material. You don't buy it overnight. So we announced recently some suppliers who won some of the first awards. You know, one supplier was Curtis Wright Control Service. They're going to be developing the reactor protection system, for example, which is like the control system of the reactor. We need that NRC license to start what they call nuclear construction, but we'll be able to start construction of the non-nuclear part of the plant next year. And that includes our what we call our test and fill facility. It's a facility that really isn't the power plant, but it's a large building where we're going to test the pumps and some other equipment before we install in the plant. So, you know, in the coming year, we will see more, you know, more activity in Wyoming. And I'm sure you know, we were really excited to bring Bill Gates to Wyoming in May and walk the site with him. And he's super excited about this, you know, this project. Again, not just the technology part, which you know, everybody knows Bill for, but he's really excited about, you know, what we're doing for the economy in Wyoming as well.
That's, again, Chris Levesque, CEO of TerraPower, and an update on the facility being built with the Natrium nuclear reactor in Kemmer. Chris, thank you so much for your time. Anything else we missed that you'd like to touch on today?
No, thanks, Duke. Just really appreciate the, you know, the chance to give folks an update, and look forward to you know, doing the same in a couple months.
Okay, sounds great. We'll touch base as this progresses. That's Chris Levesque, CEO of TerraPower, on the Weekday Wake Up.